beloved Royal Oak worshiping and praying community and friends. The name of my sermon this evening is Tonight, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. Tonight, in the town of Royal Oak, we are bearing a Savior also. Now, I found this wonderful, beautiful quote from a 14th century theologian. His name is Meister Eckhart. And he said this: "We are all meant to be mothers of God." And I say that to the women, and I say that to the men and the kids. We are all meant to be mothers of God. And so tonight in the town of David, a Savior has been born unto you. And today, tonight in the town of Royal Oak, we are bearing a Savior also. And so, dear God, come into my mind and heart this evening. Let the words of my mouth be a gift to this, your beloved community, here and online, that they may experience the joy of the coming of your beautiful baby boy into this world. In Jesus' name, amen. So, it's Christmas. Now, some of you probably have these things under your Christmas trees. Some of you probably have a lot of them. On your way out, if you have not yet gotten one of these, they're in a basket in our foyer. This is a chrismon, and every year one of our families puts these together. They have been doing it for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years.
The church has been doing it for about
40. Yeah, okay, it's a tradition here. And it is a gift of us to you. It's a chrismon tree. Instead of Christmas ornaments, we have ornaments about God and Jesus. But in your homes, you probably have these boxes. And as I got to thinking about this sermon this evening and our gospel text, I realized that God tonight is giving each of us five boxes. And because it's God and God loves each of us, our names have been written by God on each of the five boxes that God is giving us. And imagine them here under the tree, or under your tree, and imagine opening these five gifts of God with your name on each of them. Now, the first gift that God gives us is to remind us that Christmas is not only about Mary. Yes, Mary's waters of childbirth brought salvation into this world, but really it's about the grace of God entering human life. God's revolution of love coming into this world. And we get some hints about this. When the angel Gabriel greeted Mary, he said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you. You have found favor with God." You see, the word behind the word favor is actually grace. And so the angel Gabriel's words could be translated, "Greetings, graced one." Mary is graced. But it's not just Mary, because in the first two chapters of Luke, as we hear the Christmas story, Mary is graced. Zechariah, Elizabeth, Joseph, these are all people that are covered in God's grace. And because God graced each of them, and they were nothing special, they were each poor people living in poor towns in a poor country. That means that God is putting his grace onto each of us. You see, if you were to open that first box with your name on it, it would say, "Greetings," with your name, you are graced by God. And the second box with your name on it is another gift from God, and it is about the Word. the Word. Now, the Word of God that comes into our world this evening is Jesus, Son of God, baby boy. But Jesus coming into our world started with another word, a word of Mary. It started when Mary said yes to the angel Gabriel, to be the mother of God. And if Mary can say yes to the angel Gabriel, then we can say yes to God in our own way, at our own time, each morning, each noon, each evening. We have an opportunity to say yes when we are angry, and we have an opportunity to say yes when we are overjoyed. This is God's gift to us, an ability for us to say yes to God. And there's a third box underneath the tree. The third box underneath the tree with your name on it says this: with God, nothing is impossible. Nothing. Because if you read the first two chapters of the Gospel of Luke, we have miracle after miracle after miracle. Zechariah and Elizabeth have a baby boy who grows up to be John the Baptist at a very advanced age. That was a miracle. Mary aligns her will with God's will and gives birth to the Son of God. John the Baptist, the baby that Mary's cousin Elizabeth is carrying, aligns his will with God's. And John the Baptist is the prophet that goes into the desert and announces the coming of Jesus to the people of Israel. And Jesus aligns his will with God's. And in the course of the life of Jesus, miracle after miracle after miracle happens. So the third gift this evening that God is giving us is the reminder that with God, nothing is impossible. When we align our will with God's will. And we have a fourth gift from God. And remember, each one of these boxes has your name on it. Our fourth gift from God is to be reminded that God works in relationships. And that is astonishing because God wants to be in relationship with us. If you want to see a beautiful example of God working in relationships, look in the first two chapters of Luke. And there's a beautiful story about when Mary becomes pregnant. She travels 3 days to visit her cousin Elizabeth. Elizabeth is already 6 months pregnant with the baby who will be John the Baptist. And Mary and Elizabeth spend the next 3 months doing what? Probably being nauseous, probably dealing with swollen ankles, probably having to pee a lot, probably having urges to eat weird stuff. And in all of these things, they are working towards bringing the Son of God into this world. And Elizabeth is working towards giving birth to John the Baptist, who proclaims the good news of salvation. God wants to be in relationship with us. And the relationship of Mary and Elizabeth is a beautiful example of God being in relationship and bringing his will and his love into this world. Jesus and John the Baptist are in relationship with each other. And this is before they're born. Because when the baby John the Baptist is in Elizabeth's womb and he's 6 months old and Mary walks in the door, what does the baby John the Baptist do? Jump up and down. Give it a high five, so to speak, to the baby Jesus in relationship with each other. And Joseph and Mary are in relationship with each other. We cannot begin to understand the shame that society wanted to pour down upon Mary's head. She was an unmarried teenager, pregnant. Are you kidding me? And yet Joseph was in relationship with her, respected her, loved her, and lifted her up. Reverend Henry Nouwen says this about relationship and God. God's most radical intervention in history, the incarnation of his Son, was created in relationship. And think about this. Those of you that have had babies in your lives, Jesus' first breath was in relationship with his mother. Jesus' first look in his mother's eyes was in relationship with his mother. Jesus' first meal from his mother Mary's breast was in relationship with his mother. Jesus' first experience of being held and warmth was in relationship with his mother and with his father. And the first words that the baby Jesus learned happened in relationship with his mother and his father. We are all received into relationship with God because Jesus knows how important it is to be in relationship with us. That is a gift. And finally, the last of your five gifts that are under your imaginary Christmas tree that God has put there, each gift with your name on it, God has chosen each of us. And he's chosen us for a relationship with him. In the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 16, there is this most beautiful, radical verse. I think this is one of the most astonishing verses in the entire Bible. Jesus says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so you might go and bear fruit." And we know that God chose Mary to be the mother of God, but God has chosen each one of us for a purpose in this world. And it doesn't matter if you don't go to church or if you do. It doesn't matter if you're Jewish or Christian. Doesn't matter if you don't believe in God. Doesn't matter. God created each of us in his image, in a relationship with us. And the door to that relationship is always open. And finally, believe it or not, we are chosen, as Mary was chosen, to be bearers of God in this world. Every time we love as God showed us how to love, we are bringing God into this world. Every time we are humble as Jesus was humble, we are bringing Jesus into this world. And so, tonight, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. And tonight, in the town of Royal Oak, we are bearing a Savior also. And so, Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, I just want to finish with some questions for you. Where is the holy being born and breaking into your lives? Where is grace being born and breaking into your lives? And where is your yes being born and breaking into your life? We bring God into the world every day. We create Christmas every day when we are in a loving relationship and bringing God's love into this world. And as we do that, angels are proclaiming what we are doing. Angels we have heard on high. Can you hear them? Can you hear them? Can you hear them? And so we give thanks and praise for all of this, for the love of God, his beautiful baby boy, and his desire to be connected with us, all of us. And we give thanks to Jesus. Amen.